Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear five people talking about giving presentations. For each recording, decide what advice the speaker is giving. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what advice each speaker is giving.
Obviously, you can't force people to be interested, but they can go away saying, "That was a really good presentation." And how do you do that? Well, for me, the golden rule is, don't run over time. Whatever it is you want to say and however much time you have to say it in, as soon as your time is up, stop. You only lose them after that.
I'd
advise making a clear outline of what you want to say beforehand on paper to make sure you don't forget anything. Then categorize the points and come up with words like a code that'll remind you about what you want to say. Then practice it as much as you can so that in the end you hardly have to look down and the audience can see your face.
I've been in this business for years, and I think I can safely say I'm good at it. Not because I've got fancy visual aids, not because I've got a wardrobe full of designer suits, not me, and certainly not because I have stacks of little note cards. People love my talks, and you know why? They do the talking. That's the key.
You know that some people will be there because they want to be, and some will be there because they have to be. So it helps if you start with a joke or something that captures their attention, and if you stop on a high note as well, you'll find most people go away feeling good. If you find you've got time left, you can use that for questions from the audience.
I always end up saying too much, but I think you only get one chance to say it sometimes, so better too much than too little. What helps enormously is to be clever about how you use the OHP. Anything I put on the OHP has got to be simple and easy to read, so that it helps the listeners. Diagrams especially have to be large enough for the audience to see.
Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another five short recordings. Each speaker is talking on the phone. For each recording, decide the main reason for the call. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You now have 15 seconds to read the list of reasons A to H. Now listen and decide the reason for each speaker's call.
Good morning. I'm calling about your advertisement in Stationery News, looking for overseas distributors. Could you send me some more details about this, as I'm very interested in this opportunity? My name is Sally Brown, and the address is 15...
Hello. We bought a photocopying machine from you last week, but we're having a few problems with it. I don't think we've worked out how to use it properly yet. Do you think you could send someone round to show us how it works, please?
20.
Hello. I'm thinking about placing an advertisement in your classified section, but I've got a question. What I'd like to know is whether you think an advertisement in bold would be more effective. I know they're more expensive, but in your experience, is it worth the extra money?
21. Hello, Mandy. You know that report we were talking about yesterday? Well, I faxed you a copy of it in the afternoon, but I'm afraid some of the pages were wrong. I was working on another report at the same time, and somehow some of the pages got mixed up. I'm not sure how it happened, but what I'll do is I'll fax you a new copy now. I hope this hasn't caused any problems. 22.
Good morning. I ordered some paper from you a week ago, and you promised to send it to me immediately. It should have been here by now, but I haven't received it. This is really unacceptable. I shall have to find another supplier if you can't deliver on time.
22. That is the end of part 2.